Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the virtues of sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today's hadith an Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal ma min ahadin yusallimu alayya illa raddallahu alayya ruhi hatta arudda alayhi salam. Rawahu Abu Dawud. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that no person sends greetings or peace upon me without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala returning my soul to me so that I may be able to return his greeting to him. So ulama explain what is meant by this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that no person sends greetings to me, salawat to me, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala returns my soul to me so that I may return his greeting to him. Ulama explain Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so absorbed in the splendor, in the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his tawajjuh to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's absorbed in the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when people send salawat to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, despite him being so absorbed, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is replying to each person. Each person Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is replying to. And we did the hadith, I think yesterday or day before yesterday, that when salawat is sent to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he receives it with the person's name and the person's father's name, and exactly who is sending salawat to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can you imagine what a delivery system Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in place for the salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So how can we ever hold back in sending salat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This is something that should be part of our daily practice. We mentioned before also, minimum a person should do, bare minimum is 10 times in the morning, 10 times in the evening. At least if he can't do 300, which is more prescribed, but if he can't do that, then at least 10 times in the morning, 10 times in the evening, try for 300 and even more, all the better. But these two figures are something that the average person can do, person who's busy in his work, but that much he can do. By sending upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who has showed so much of ihsan and so much of favor upon us. When Ali radiallahu anhu qal Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-bakhilu man dhukirtu indahu falam yusalli alayya. Rawahu Tirmidhi. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a miser is one in whose presence my name is mentioned and he does not send salutations upon me. A miser is who? In whose presence my name, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, my name is mentioned and he does not send salutations upon me. Therefore, ulama explain that when we hear the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immediately, one time in the first time that we hear it, now it becomes wajib to say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter, it is preferable a person should try and say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the first time in the gathering that he hears the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is wajib for him to say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's one hadith, famous hadith, we normally hear it and we read it in Fazail-e Amal, generally at the time of Ramadan, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Jibreel alayhi salam made dua and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said Ameen. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said Ameen, and one of the duas, three duas Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said Ameen to from the dua of Jibreel alayhi salam. And one of the duas is that person that hears the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and does not send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may that person be cursed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said Ameen to that. So we can see how serious it is that we do not send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after hearing his name. Therefore, ulama also explain that a person who is a writer, he should write sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in full. Even if it takes a little bit while, we may be sending one message and we're using the name of Rasulullah, type that sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in full. Let us not feel shy and put S-A-W. Let us not feel shy. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't feel shy when it came to his ihsan upon us, his kindness upon us. Why do we feel a little bit shy? Why do we hold back to write sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Write it. You'll see in all the kitabs of hadith, etc., that they took out the time, although it was handwritten. They were writing the hadiths by hand, but they would write their full sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give that extra importance, extra emphasis to the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we don't cut short even the dua that we make for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One more hadith, an Fudalat ibn Ubaid radiallahu anhu qal, سمع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رجلا يدعو في صلاته لم يمجد الله تعالى. هذا الفضلاء بن عمير رضي الله عنه, he said that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم heard a person making دعاء in his salat, but this person when he was making دعاء he did not glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ولم يصلي على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, nor did he send any salawat upon رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. We know that in a farz salah or in a salah other than a farz salah, then after tashahud a person makes dua, and he can make what dua he likes in Arabic. So after the tashahud, a person can read dua. The best is the masnoon duas. And in a nafil salah, then even in his sajda, a person can make dua. So in his nafil salah, in his sajda also, he can make dua. He can make dua after tashahud. But in the farz salah, it is confined to after the tashahud. So anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard one person making dua in his salah. But this person didn't start with the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nor did he start with salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his dua. Rasulullah, فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ عَجِلَ هَذَا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this person is being hasty. Hasty in the sense he hasn't made dua in the proper tartib, in the proper method of making dua. We will explain just now what is the proper method of making dua. ثُمَّ دَعَاهُ فَقَالَ لَهُ. Then Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم called him, أو لِغَيْرِي, أو Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم addressed somebody else. This was the style of Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم, that very often he won't address a person directly. Sometimes he would tell a person, or sometimes he'll mention it generally, but the person that is there will get the message that this is what Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is saying. Then Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم explained, إِذَا صَلَّى أَحَدُكُمْ فَلْيَبْدَأْ فَلْيَبْدَأْ بِتَحْمِيدِ رَبِّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَالثَّنَاءِ عَلَيْهِ ثُمَّ يُصَلِّي عَلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ ثُمَّ يَدْعُو بَعْدُ بِمَا شَاءَ رَوَاهُ أَبُو دَاوُدَ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained the method of making dua. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when anyone of you reads his salah, then he, or anyone of you begins his salutations, anyone of you begins asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he performs salah, and now when he commences his dua, because this person was performing salah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was showing him that when he performs salah and he makes dua, this is the method. But even out of salah, when making dua, this is the method. So yeah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, when anyone of you performs salah, and he's making dua, فَلْيَبْدَأْ بِتَحْمِيدِ رَبِّهِ, he should begin with the praises first of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the method of making dua. Begin with the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, وَالثَّنَاءِ عَلَيْهِ, by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the different forms of praise. That's why generally you'll find when we start the dua also, we start with Allahumma anta salam, wa minka salam, tabarak rabbana wa ta'ali, tayyad al-jalali wal ikram. This is known as sana and tahmeed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person doesn't know any duas. Simple thing he can start is with Alhamdulillah, or read Surah Fatiha, or even read Kul huwallahu ahad. These are glorifying and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Read Ayat al-Kursi. He doesn't know many special du'as. Praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He can start off simple. Alhamdulillah, 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 subhanallah, subhanallah. So now he's glorifying and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the next thing we are taught is send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thumma yad'u ba'du bima sha. Then thereafter a person can make whatever du'a he wants. Ulama explained something very beautifully, is that any action a person do, there is the possibility, there is that imkan, that it may be accepted or it may not be accepted. It is the prerogative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he may accept it or he may not accept it. We don't know. Even a person's dua also, Allah Pak may accept it, he may not accept it. But one thing ulama explained is that we know for sure is not rejected. And that is salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is never rejected. So therefore ulama explained that before making the dua, read durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the end of the dua. In other words, now he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now he sends durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and at the end also, he sends durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama explained is like the front cover and the back cover. So this dua now is covered with that salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that kareem shan, that kareem zat, that great Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is very unlikely that a great zat like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept the beginning of the dua, accept the end of the dua, and not accept the center of the dua, meaning whatever a person asks for. So therefore ulama explained, is that do it this way, there's great hope that the durood is not rejected, so your dua also won't be rejected. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.